This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Okay, so, you know, as a physician, we, during our training, even though we were taught to think and use critical thinking, when there would be an emergency, you really didn't necessarily think, you just did. And so your training as a physician was, you knew how to manage a code. You knew the protocols. When you see somebody bleeding, you know, the trauma center or the ER, when something looks acute, you just jump in and do. And I would go through these shifts that were really, really long, whether it was training or whether it was my ER shift, going back, going, how did I know to do that? I mean, I knew to do it, and I just did it, but I would think back going, you know, I didn't stop and think. I just did. And we've been seeing our first responders do that. We've seen firefighters just run in going, I'm going to save that person. We've seen police officers run in saying, I'm going to stop this shooter. And so it's something that we've, you know, grown accustomed to and grown spoiled and expect to happen all the time. And with this Uvalde shooting at this Robb Elementary School, there's been many theories as to what could have happened, as to why it took so long for there to be a neutralization of the suspect and why so many people were killed. And one such theory that I'm not going to say is the, you know, it will be the actual theory, but one working theory is that the police were too afraid. Now, again, I'm not buying that because most people who pledge their lives and pledge to protect and serve, you know, will do it. And so I believe more that there was some miscommunication and there were officers there. There were officers there ready to go, but, you know, but they were waiting for the order. The order was stand down. We're going to wait for SWAT. So that's what I think happened. But we're being told that one of the teachers who was a survivor of the shooting, Arnulfo Reyes, felt that the police were, quote unquote, cowards, and he says he's never going to forgive him. He was shot 3 times at the Robb Elementary School, and he feels cops were quote-unquote cowards for taking so long to raid the building. He says he's, quote, never going to forgive the police for, quote, sitting there and doing nothing for our community. He was very emotional, and he said the only reason why he survived was because he played dead over an hour while the gunman was on the loose. He said he saw 19 students, or he was in room 111 where all 11 of the students were murdered. And then he was shot. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, he was shot as well. The mass shooter didn't get neutralized until 19 students were down, 2 teachers. I think there was 18 at the time, but then one died in the hospital. I need to double check that. So, you know, Arnulfo Reyes is a fourth grade teacher. I completely understand his frustration. I am sure that an hour being in an active shooting situation feels like a lifetime. So I completely understand him being upset. But we need to, though, have a very frank conversation about, one, what happened, because that can't happen again. And number two is, you know, is he, you know, picking up on something that other people are seeing? You know, I've been noticing, and I'm not saying this is what happened with the Uvalde school shooting, but the one thing I am seeing, these little clips and videos, is some crimes happening, and you see cops just let them fight it out. They don't get involved. Let them, and you almost wonder if many of them are so shall we say, exhausted with the interactions that can put them at risk for an accidental shooting or an injury that could happen to the suspect or them being shot themselves. You know, these officers have families. These officers are no good to the community if they're dead. And so we're seeing videos of this hesitancy, and I'm not saying all officers are doing this, and I don't blame an officer for being hesitant and thinking it through. You know, as I said, you know, we were trained in medicine, and many first officers and people in the military don't think, just do. And maybe now they're thinking. They're like, but if I just do, somebody could get hurt. A suspect could die. I could go to jail the rest of my life. I'm going to think this through. And we spoke about how, you know, if somebody has to stop what they're trained to do, rethink things and second guess, when they second guess, that could be a critical time period where then they don't, they aren't in the, shall we say, in the thick of it and have that fluidity of their movements and of what they need to do. And so that second guessing could be not only dangerous for any of the victims, but could be dangerous for that first responder. And so I understand the teacher was like, what the hell are they doing if they're out there for an hour? Come on in. I get why they're upset. But I don't think the officers that were actually in the school at the time were going, no, I don't want to risk it. I don't think that because they were already there in the hallway. But when you see what's happening with officers being killed, when you see what the violence, I mean, look at what we're seeing with stores and security guards. Security guards aren't even stopping people stealing. They think they have a gun, go. It's not worth them losing their lives over some makeup or over some toilet paper. And if we're not appreciative of our first responders, if we keep saying defund them, if we're going to lock them up in jail, if during a grapple or something where their lives could be at risk, they shoot somebody and are found guilty of excessive force, maybe some of our officers are going to rethink putting their lives on the line. As I said, with these kids, I don't think that went through any officer's mind. I think everybody that was there, with the exception of whoever was commanding them and getting the communication, I think every officer that was there was like, you know, we're going to save these kids. But you just wonder if, you know, maybe we do have people in these positions, whether it's security, starting to rethink, is it really worth my losing my life over? 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
People can catch COVID-19 from someone in their household. Dr. Fabian Sandoval is president and CEO of the Emerson Clinical Research Institute.
There's a continuing need to investigate new therapies to help reduce the risk of spreading COVID-19 in addition to improving diversity in clinical trials.
If you're an unvaccinated adult and you live with someone who is symptomatic and tested positive for COVID-19 in the past 5 days, you may be able to join a clinical study evaluating whether an investigational oral treatment could help prevent the spread of COVID-19 within households. Participants will receive study-related care at no cost and may receive reimbursement for study-related time and travel. To learn more, visit covidmoveahead.com. This clinical study is sponsored by Merck Sharp & Dohme Corp., a subsidiary of Merck & Co., Inc.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DRDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So while everybody's kind of grappling with things, whether it's COVID, whether it's the Uvalde shooting, whether it's inflation, there's going to be finger pointing. And it's just a part of the grief process. It's a part of the, the psychology of dealing with it and getting through it. And so I get that people finger point. What I don't like is when somebody doesn't take appropriate responsibility. And I'm very, very nervous about a lot of my patients' health, psyche, money that they have as I see what's going on around the world. I mean, I'm worried about, my wallet also. Well, those gas prices are ridiculous. Food prices are ridiculous. I don't know how much higher they could go, and they are going. But I really worry because luckily for me, I still have a job. I still have some savings. I have some income. And so I think I could weather out the storm. But I think there's a lot of people who can't. And for those people that can weather out the storm, we still feel that responsibility because we're going to have to pay, you know, for those people to be taken care of as well. And so it is going to affect all of us. Well, today, one of the headlines was White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre blamed global challenges, including the invasion of Ukraine, and also points to the Trump administration for inflation and the economy. And I know those people who support Trump are going to be like, are you kidding me? Trump? Yeah, I think the White House has to be very honest about what's going on here, because we seem to sadly have these either inflations or recessions plague many of the Democratic administrations. And I get that Obama blamed Bush, you know, and Biden blames Trump. And I get how not all administrations are completely in the clear. But I think it really, really stunk for Obama that he had to deal with the Great Recession. I think it stinks for Biden that he has to now deal with this. Clinton went through it. Jimmy Carter went through it. Yet we saw some great economic growth with Reagan. We saw some fantastic economic growth early on with Bush. We saw some real good economic growth with Trump. And so, you know, if there is, let's say, a tie to an administration when the economy was better, you got some explaining to do. I mean, we all became microbiologists and immunologists with COVID. Explain to us with the economics why, what's going on now in the middle of Biden's first term, why that's a Trump issue. You're going to have to explain it, because if you are going to double down on that, those of us who are really skeptical of that comment is going to think that you guys aren't going to fix some of the things that you have done wrong. Now, I get it. The war is definitely going to put things in a little bit of a tailspin. Many people thought that Russia invading Ukraine would not affect us. I said early on it will. It's going to affect exports. It's going to cause instability in Europe. Instability in Europe will affect us. Of course it's going to affect us. But did it have to affect us this badly? Is it really what's causing gas prices to soar, inflation to soar? No, we were having issues before Russia invaded. And so I get a little nervous when people blame and point fingers, because if they're not going to be honest about some of the root causes, then they're not going to fix some of the root causes. Now, I don't want to be president, and I'm not here to say that I would have done a better job. I think, you know, this administration had a lot of challenges. But I also think some of the decisions they made was really kind of mind-boggling. And I think a lot of the COVID-type rules, such as mandates and fire people, and we're not going to give you federal funds if your workers don't do this. And you know, when you start to see that, you're like, okay, that's going to mess with the labor pool, it's going to then mess with the supply chain, it's going to mess with the economy. Well, even though mandates luckily are scaling back, there, you know, a lot of the damage was done. Paying people to stay home started with Trump, but it was continued, and it was continued a lot longer than many of us thought it should have. That, I think, was a poor decision. I think extending eviction moratoriums, saying you're going to wipe off student debt, those are things that I don't think help the economy. You might think, oh, well, we'll help somebody who has to pay loan payments. Many people aren't paying the loan payments because they're on hold. So inflation went up despite people not having to pay for their loans. So, you know, and then on top of that, we are taxing, you know, those who are trying to deal with the border. It just seems to be one mistake after another. And maybe it's not a mistake. They almost seem to be, if they're doubling down on it, saying this is exactly what we want. Now, White House Secretary said that Biden does, quote, understand what families are going through. She kind of pivoted to what was positive about what Biden has done. This was on Good Morning America. She said Biden has tapped the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. That's a big, big deal. She said the president is giving the Federal Reserve some space to use its own tools to deal with the issue. When it comes to food and gas prices, the president understands this. He grew up in a family when prices went up a little bit, how much it impacted their lives. What we're dealing with right now is global challenges. You're not going to convince the American public that the president of the United States, you know, who gets to travel to his vacation home, who gets to be president, who gets to have the meals that he has, you know, really feels what everybody else is going through. So you're not going to convince. They say the president is going to continue to lay out plans. He did an op-ed last week laying out 3-4 things he's planning to do, giving the Federal Reserve some space, some independence, because they have the most impactful tools. See, what Biden needs to do is show the American public why his plans are worth listening to. When somebody says, oh, Biden has a plan, you're like, does Biden even know how to, does anybody know how to handle this crisis? Prove to us that if it is going to come from your mouth, we know what you're doing. You know, Trump, very interestingly, you know, Trump obviously knew real estate. He knew how to do deals. He knew how to get what he wanted. So when he says, look, you know, this is how I'm going to do it, this is what I'm going to say, maybe people made fun of him and all that, but they were like, okay, I get why he's going to do it this way, and this is, if it worked for him in the past, we don't really know what Biden has done in the past to, you know, fix a global problem. And so, you know, Biden has a plan. How, you know, comfortable are we with that? I mean, you know, should Biden say, look, what we're doing is we're bringing in so-and-so. You know, we're bringing in so-and-so to, you know, because we just don't think it's going to come from him. We think he's overwhelmed. So, you know, I don't know if I have her exact quote on where Trump got involved in this and why Trump got blamed. And everybody's going to blame the previous president. But I think we need to start being more fuel efficient, independent. I think there are some decisions we made on our own production to please environmentalists that now is, you know, forcing us to be, dependent on other countries. In fact, like what Saudi Arabia they're even thinking about, you know, work with Saudi Arabia or Venezuela. And I think our priorities have been off. And Biden almost seemed to, in one of his previous press conferences, almost seemed to be happy about what's going on, because he said, you see, this will, you know, prompt us to go electric. I don't know how dependent we should be on electric. I like the idea of hybrids. I like the idea of you know, trying to be more fuel independent and maybe not requiring, shall we say, fuel all the time, and having electric cars would be cool. I don't think we should have a world where it's all electric cars. I think everybody should have, you know, if they could in their household, one fuel, one electric. Because when that power goes out, true, I get that it's going to be hard to pump, you know, at the gas station, but, you know, at least you still have a tank of gas. But power going out and you not being able to, you know, run that battery or charge a car, we've seen power outages. We've seen what happens when natural disasters come in. These people could still get in their car. So, looking like, oh, this is an opportunity. What is it? Never let a crisis go to waste. You know, this fuel crisis, you know, I believe, you know, he feels will prompt people to buy electric. And I think if we can't afford electric cars, it's not going to happen. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione. glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that Green Meadow Whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The price of gas is closing in on $5 a gallon. The national average price for regular rose another nickel today to a record $4.91 a gallon. The statewide average is now $5 a gallon or higher in 13 states, including California, where drivers are paying an average of $6.37 a gallon. New York City oil refiner John Catsimatidis tells Fox Business, President Biden doesn't need to fly to Saudi Arabia to fix our oil and gas prices. All he needs to do is open up more drilling.
He wants to fly to Saudi Arabia and beg the Saudi Arabians to give us another 500,000 barrels at $120 a barrel.
The heat is on in cities like Phoenix and Palm Springs. By later this week, temperatures will reach 113. USA Radio News. Border control seizures of illicit fentanyl are on the rise. Texas Department of Public Safety Lieutenant Chris Olivares says the increase of fentanyl crossings at the southern border is not being addressed on a federal level.
The federal government is not doing its part trying to go after these criminal organizations to try to put more pressure on the Mexican government, also China, for exporting these chemicals into Mexico, where the cartels are able to supply these, make these counterfeit pills.
Earlier this year, the High Trafficking Drug Trafficking Areas Program received $275 million in funding from the Biden administration. It's primary election day in seven states. Voters in California, Iowa, Mississippi, Montana, New Jersey, New Mexico, and South Dakota will set the stage for House and Senate races this fall. House races in New Jersey and Iowa will be critical as Republicans look to take control of Congress. This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we're being told that the 31 cases thus far of monkeypox in the United States could be a very gross underestimation, and that America may actually have hundreds of cases. Dr. Boghumi Tatanji is an infectious disease expert at Emory University in Georgia. And he believes that the U.S. has approximately the same number of infections as the U.K., and the U.K. has about 300. And the U.K. is currently the world's, quote, monkeypox hotspot, according to Daily Mail. She, Dr. Tatanji, said the arduous process of checking swabs, which must be sent to one of 74 local labs and then the CDC, was leading to too few being done and many being missed. We don't have at-home monkeypox tests. or rapid monkeypox tests in doctors' offices. We got to take a sample, and then we got to ship it out. And then it has to get sent, it has to get run, and then the results have to come back to us. That could take days. Experts are saying infections might not be detected because cases can be mild, clear up on their own, leading to patients not coming forward. Or they might be getting misdiagnosed as having syphilis. They say American monkeypox cases are mostly among gay and bisexual men and linked to international travel, particularly to Europe. Now, Europe has about 900 of the 1,000 global cases that have been reported in 21 countries. Again, that could also be an underestimation. They said there's been at least one patient in the U.S. who has not recently traveled or been a contact of another known case. So when you have somebody that doesn't have a contact that has it, now you start to wonder if there is another type of spread, such as through respiratory. Officials at the CDC have not revealed where the patient is based. They believe it could be Florida or Pennsylvania. So the World Health Organization chief warned that the virus, which is native to West Africa, might have been spreading around the world for years. And it was detected after cases multiplied due to, quote, unsafe sex at two raves in Europe. Now, the, you know, it's challenging. We've been so COVID-focused, and we were warned by the World Health Organization that there's other things out there. You know, hopefully not bigger than COVID in terms of the widespreadness, but we put all our money and time. We've been, you know, we have tens of millions of vaccines we threw out, and I said this from the beginning, are we prepared for other things? Are we watching for other things? Are we so overwhelmed with COVID and doing testing for COVID and everything else we're doing that we're not, you know, having that sort of room to deal with the other things? I mean, people are exhausted. They're from a public health standpoint, from a lab standpoint, well, now they have to be pretty diligent for picking this stuff up. I don't think it's going to get that far. I'm hoping it doesn't. But could there be that potential? Well, it is interesting. You know, I understand that, you know, there could be, you know, two super spreader events that can easily cause multiple cases. But once you start getting cases where people weren't at that super spreader event, then you have to, you know, be open to, well, what else is going on. Is it as the CDC had originally put it, these large respiratory droplets that are being spread, or is it somebody touched somebody else who had it? So, Dr. Titanji told Stat News the U.S. probably has as many cases as Canada or the U.K. We're just not testing enough to be able to reliably say that there are only 25 cases. I think we need to be testing way more than we're doing. So, as of now, we're at 31 cases across 12 states. The U.K. has 302 confirmed cases, the most in the world. Canada has 95. Which is the fourth highest tally globally, also behind Spain and Portugal. Spain has 230, Portugal is 153. So do I feel that these are, you know, underestimated? Absolutely. You know, it could have a three-week incubation period sometimes. Usually you get a fever, some body aches. The rash might start on the face and then spread to the chest, to the arms. But there are some people that might not get, which is what we talked about. You know, maybe many people aren't getting that bad a rash. Because I would think if somebody had a rash like pox, these big bullae, these big vesicles, they would run and get seen. Yeah, especially if they're in America. You know, I get, you know, for other countries where they're, you know, used to it, they've seen it before, they're not worried, like, all right, you got it, it's going to go away. But somebody who's not really seen something like that in America, or who hasn't really seen chickenpox in the last 30 years because of vaccines, they're going to see these big, huge bumps and go, okay, well, something's up with that. So I'm surprised that people wouldn't come forward. However, if they're not getting a rash, which is rare, they just have fever, they just have body aches, they might think it's COVID. So they might just stay home, or they might think it's flu. Last week, the CDC said they are monitoring up to 400 contacts of patients, Of those, 55 are considered high risk, meaning there is a reasonable likelihood that they have caught the disease. So expect the number to go up. But they said despite the high numbers, it has so far only carried out about 120 PCR swabs of this orthopox virus, which is the family of viruses that monkeypox is in, as well as smallpox. Now, CDC is claiming they have the capacity to do more than 74,000 tests a day. So they're telling state health departments to send swabs. They could handle it. But many experts are saying the testing process was just too complicated. And so they would like monkeypox testing not to be, you know, sent out, but able to be done on site in state. They say the current process sees a swab from a suspected patient. It's sent to one of 74 labs. If the test comes back positive, it's transferred to the CDC. Then the CDC confirms that if the case is monkeypox. And so, if you're positive, my guess is you're positive, but I get how they have to confirm. Because, it's an evolving science. But interestingly, one of the British monkeypox patients has gone public. And he is claiming that his health chief still haven't contacted him for contact tracing. And he is one of the first people to have been identified as having monkeypox. He's an HR manager from London. He caught the virus after he was deported from Dubai because he tested positive for HIV. His name is James. He's 35 years old. And he has spoken out saying health chiefs have not contacted him. He was diagnosed with monkeypox over 2 weeks ago. He slammed the UK Health Security Agency for a, quote, real lack of any basic process or care to stop the spread of the virus. He wants to keep his surname anonymous, even though his picture is out there. He said he is not following self-isolation rules because I was told to stay home until the UK HSA contacted me, and they never did. So, when you tell somebody to stay home and you get a contact, I get 300 people is a lot, but there's really not anybody who could reach out. And so if they don't have enough staff, which could be an issue, to contact trace, then yeah, it's going to keep spreading. He said he is readjusting to life in London. He suffered, quote, really weird aches in his lower back, exhaustion, extreme thirst, and pain when he used the toilet. So he thought he had an STD. He had slept with 10 new partners in the weeks before his symptoms started. He said, I'm a gay man, and having just come back to the UK, I was having a good time. But medics wrongly assumed it wasn't monkeypox because he did not have the rash. He returned from Dubai, where apparently being gay is illegal, after 4 years following a, quote, shocking HIV diagnosis in February. He lost a job and home. So he contacted a local STD clinic, was sent for tests, and was told to avoid public transport. So, yeah, they need to do a better job with contract tracing. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdaliah.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So if gas is going up, if food is going up, if labor cost is going up, if rent is going up, healthcare is going to go up. Now, many of you are probably looking at your insurance plan going, well, I'm pretty much paying what I'm paying. I might be still getting some Obamacare-era stipends that seems to lower the prices. So many people might not be noticing prices of healthcare going up. But I'm being told from patients that their telemedicine cost is going up. Now, I don't deal with the price. I get hired by a company. I've gotten paid the same. I've gotten paid pre-COVID to now. Sometimes when there's a lot of people waiting, they might offer some extra financial incentives, like give you an extra dollar or two or $5 more or whatever, you know, to log in on your off hours, you know, to see patients. But for the most part, many doctors are being paid the same. But patients are telling me that they have to pay more out of pocket. And telehealth is something a lot of people have relied on to save money in healthcare. So rather than going to a doctor, paying a copay, and their copay could be $25, $40, $50, have the insurance say, well, you have a high deductible, so now you have to pay this much. Many people have been able to go to telemedicine and not have to pay deductibles, not have to pay at all. In fact, it's interesting, with my insurance, if I use telemedicine, a telemedicine company that they choose, it's $0 copay. It's almost free for me. I haven't really done it because I haven't used it. I have a doctor I see, so I don't necessarily have to use telemedicine. But if I decide to go to a doctor, there's a copay. So people have been saving money with telemedicine. So a question everybody has is telemedicine now going to cost money? Are the prices of telemedicine going to go up? And the answer is absolutely. Abso-flippin-lutely. Yeah. Everything's going up. Now, apparently, the COVID Public Health Emergency Act is set to expire, I believe, by the fall. And that covered telemedicine for Medicare patients. It covered a lot of things, vaccine, but it did cover telemedicine for Medicare patients, and I believe also Medicaid patients as well. And so when that is set to expire and sunset, people might have to pay out of pocket then for a telemedicine physician. Now, that's going to be very interesting to see what happens in terms of supply and demand and what consumers are willing to pay for. I think it is a mix on it. I think it is absolutely fantastic that you could, on Christmas Day, right, be in your pajamas, see that your child has pink eye, call a doctor like me who's working on Christmas, and say, look, can you look at my kid's eye? What do you think? And many times you will get pink eye medication. Even though pink eye is viral, we doctors give these antibiotic eye drops because it helps seem to speed up the process of it healing. And being able to do that is worth it for people, where they get on a holiday, get a doctor. They get at 10 o'clock at night, get a doctor. They get 6 in the morning before their kid goes to school, get a doctor. The access to a doctor and not having to wait for 3-4 weeks is a value. But people get spoiled. The other issue is sometimes you will get a doctor and the doctor will say, look, you know, I'm limited on telemedicine. I can't tell you that your abdominal pain is just a stomach bug. It could be appendicitis. You got to go in and get seen. Well, I think I have a kidney infection. Can you treat that? No, we're not supposed to treat kidney infections over the phone. We need to get a urine culture. We need to treat you with, you know, some pretty heavy antibiotics. We need to follow up. We need to also make sure it's not a stone. That has to be done in person. So there's a lot of things that have to be done in person. So when a patient does pay for a telemedicine visit, sometimes it's nothing. Sometimes they're paying $25. Sometimes they're paying $50. One person told me he was paying like $130. $130. I didn't see that money, but he paid the company that. Just to have the doctor say you got to be seen in person. Some people get mad. It's interesting. I will see this one very, very well-known telemedicine company that, and they advertise on Facebook, and you see the comments, and people rip them to pieces. You would think they'd be like, oh, this is a cool service, and some do, but they get so mad if they don't get all the medicine they want. You know, they wouldn't give me 3 months of my blood pressure medicine. Well, what if your blood pressure, who checked your blood pressure over the phone? How do we know your blood pressure cuff is right? Many people's blood pressure cuffs at home don't work right. How do we know what your blood pressure is? Did we listen to your heart? I mean, so you will have people that are frustrated. So my prediction is telemedicine will go up in price, and then you're going to have a large consumer base that is not going to want to pay those prices for an over-the-phone doctor that can't necessarily tell them exactly what's going on. You know what's interesting? I had a patient who called up saying, my kid needs Tamiflu. We have flu in the family. Okay, what are the symptoms? And the symptoms didn't sound like flu. It sounded like COVID, but I get it. I get it. Mom's worried. And I'm like, was anybody diagnosed with flu? Yeah, one of my family members was. Okay, yeah. Was it over the phone or was it in person? So I've had people where, what was over the phone? Well, I don't know if that's flu. The whole family could have COVID. Somebody should actually swab them. And I've had people straight up lie, going, oh, yeah, they were swabbed. Okay, good, good. So if you don't mind, upload the test for me or upload the results, and then I will go ahead and then, you know, preventatively treat the other family members. Because even if you're not sick, if there's flu in the family, we like to give Tamiflu or Zofluza preventatively. No, I mean, people lie. They lie. And you know, and they don't want to think, oh, it's COVID. I don't want to take my child in. So I want something. And you know, like with strep throat, people know all the tricks. They know exactly how to get antibiotics for strep throat. So now telemedicine companies are saying, we'll upload the picture. You're saying you have white patches all over your tonsils. We need to treat that right away, but we also need to see it. And then they're like, oh, I can't upload an image. Well, or they upload an image and there's no white patches. Well, if you're having a sore throat, we're seeing that a lot with subvariant COVID. We don't want to give antibiotics all the time when antibiotics are not what you need. So telemedicine is going to start becoming not as popular for some if they're finding that it can't be a Pez dispenser for medication. You know, people will call up saying, I think I have an STD, give me medication. We can't do that on telemedicine. You need to be screened. It needs to be contact traced. It needs to be followed up. And so the demand is going to, you know, at first, recede supply, but then it's going to exceed supply. And prices are going to go up, and then people are going to say, you know what, if I'm already going to be spending $50, $60 or $80 or $100, I might as well have an exam in person. And not take the chance of them saying, well, I might not be able to treat you. Somebody had called me. He had a shark bite. He was bit by a shark. He didn't get it treated because he didn't have insurance out of the country. Came into town, called telemedicine, going, give me antibiotics. Well, there was a chunk of skin missing, and nobody addressed the wound, and nobody did wound care. No, we can't be treating shark bites over the phone. Okay, that has to be done in person. So my suggestion to you all is if you do have a telemedicine service, know ahead of time what they can do and what they could treat. And realize that there's a very, very big campaign that is consistently expected of with doctors to be very prudent with antibiotic use. Sometimes you might get a doctor that says, here's your antibiotic, rate me high. But, you know, you have others going, look, you know, we can't treat COVID with antibiotics. We're not supposed to use antibiotics for this. So know ahead of time and you know, be aware of what they're able to do. But always still make sure you have an in-person doctor. Because eventually, if the price of telemedicine is as high as seeing the medical provider, you might as well see your medical provider and then get everything done. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ivaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. hearing extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.